Sutton, editor of ASI, and today I'm speaking with Tim Walsh of Epletech. Tim has co-authored an article entitled Adhesive Sealants and Horseshoe Nails for our February 2013 issue. Tim, thank you for taking some time to speak with me today.
Thank you. Glad to be here, and it's a pleasure.
Okay, wonderful. Please tell us, what in the world do horseshoe nails have to do with adhesives and sealants?
Well, in today's electronic systems, the adhesives play a very important role in how systems perform. So the analogy we used, for want of a nail, the kingdom was lost, refers to without the nail to hold the horseshoe on the horse, the rider could not ride the horse and deliver the necessary information to save the kingdom. Mm-hmm. I think the adhesives and mission-critical applications is similar to the horseshoe nail in that it is easily overlooked but has a dire consequence if not processed and managed correctly.
Okay, great. How have electronics OEMs traditionally dealt with adhesives and sealants?
Well, they typically mix in-house. They do not test before use, scrap whatever is left over, dispose of unmixed resins and hardeners, hire chemists and technicians, allocate resources like floor space and capital equipment for processing, and allocate additional testing equipment to verify that the mix was good. They also typically use whatever materials they have been using, which may not be optimal for their new current applications.
Okay. What are premixed and frozen formulations, and what benefits can they offer?
Precision mixed and frozen materials are multi-component adhesives and sealants, which are precisely mixed, de-aired or degassed, packaged in a disposable syringe or cartridge, then tested to the end user specification or our own internal specifications. Some of the benefits include end users can use multi-part systems in a one-part package which are fully tested and verified. Peace of mind for process engineers at the OEM, they know that the material that is being applied to their substrates has been processed and tested before it's being applied. And another benefit would be their waste stream issues. They would be minimized at the OEM because they're not having to deal with unmixed Part A, Part B on the shelf and going through waste stream problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. What types of materials can be provided in the premixed and frozen format?
Typically, these are epoxies, urethanes, polysulfides, acrylates, and silicones. Virtually any multi-part material with a pot life of greater than 30 minutes would be a great candidate for precision mixed and frozen materials.
Tim, thanks again for sharing your insights.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks. To learn more about adhesive sealants and horseshoe nails, read the full article in our February 2013 issue, available now at adhesivesmag.com.